Today we start a new focus until the day of election week. The elections are coming up and they are going to turn the tide of America either towards good or evil. They could be taken over by those with malicious intent or for those with pure motives who want the best for our country and its people. It is a time to pray in advance, in repentance, in a cry for our nation, whose pledge states under God for liberty and justice for all. We will be using a prayer guide, a free prayer guide from Intercessors for America to help us intercede today and for next Mondays as well. Oh, and it is called the Prayer Guide for Elections, and you can find it at ifa.org. So, Father, why should believers participate in elections? According to your word in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 2, it is because we influence government officials through our involvement, witness, and prayer. May the people see this, hear this, understand it, and act upon it. We also are God-fearing leaders to promote. We want God-fearing leaders to promote peace and order in society. So, Father, we pray that we will have God-fearing leaders put in place as a result of the upcoming elections, that they will replace those who are not God-fearing, that there would be peace and order in our cities, our communities, our county, our state, and our country. Also, we can affect the nation through our involvement in voting, reflecting our biblical values in legislation and leadership. So we pray for a surge of believers to go to the polls, that they would see it's them against the Islamic and other parties that have other nefarious ideals and wants and intentions. We pray, God, that you would put a fire under everybody to go to the polls and vote, and that they would vote with a God-fearing frame of mind, with biblical values, not personalities, not what they hear in the media, but what they know about their values and what they plan to do. And lastly, we are charged to be good citizens of the nations where we live, so may people stand up. We thank you, God, that that your desire is that we pray for your purposes to be fulfilled in our nation, state, our county, and our community, that the schemes of the enemy would be exposed, dismantled, and destroyed, for swift justice for any unlawful or corrupt action that's taken to thwart our nation's constitution, laws, or integrity. We pray that believers would conduct due diligence on candidates and their positions, that they would weigh these positions with the word of God, that believers would take their responsibility to vote seriously and would cast their votes in much greater numbers. May they not buy into the lie that their vote doesn't matter or that the election process won't work in their favor. God, we pray. We are going to be praying over the entire election process, that citizens will be able to discern the truth as they hear candidates, ads, debates, and tune in to pundits in the media. May they have the desire to seek truth and discern it in the mighty name of Jesus.